Hello.
Hi.
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 Hello.
I'm curious about
building open, authentic, loving relationship.
I'm curious about jealousy.
I'm curious about polyamory.
Does it just mean that you're fucking all the time?
How can I tell my parents that my partner is already married?
I'm curious about...
How do you know when you're too busy to have another relationship?
I'm curious about dominant and subordinate relationships.
I'm curious about sexual health.
How can relationships evolve with people as they grow and change?
Ooh, the Halloween episode.
Well, part one. It's not even. We're not even at the Halloween episode.
Not even that.
We're like pre-gaming.
Pre-gaming frights. I like it. Welcome to the Curious Folks podcast. For those challenging the status quo in love, sex, and relationships. My name is Effie Blue.
And I'm Jacqueline Misla. And today, we're talking about the scary stories that we tell ourselves that keep us from thriving in relationships, getting in the way of intimacy, closeness, and feelings of emotional safety, or frankly, cautioning us from getting into relationships altogether.
If I ask you a question, what's scary about relationships? Or what are you afraid of when it comes to relationships? Most of us would have a story or a particular feeling that pop up in our heads. These scary stories are often formed before we get into any romantic relationship and come with us from relationship to relationship. For example, things that I've had to work on have been the story that my feelings won't be taken seriously in a relationship. So I can have a tendency to exaggerate when I have big feelings. And this can cause unnecessary and disproportionate turmoil in the relationship dynamic. Or I have a story that I'm going to end up in a relationship where I'm going to be needed, not just wanted, by someone who apparently can't take care of themselves. This can look like where I don't ask for help, to role model this idea of extreme self-sufficiency, and this can result in lack of closeness and safety for my partners. What about you, Jackie?
Two stories that come to mind immediately are my fear of scarcity, not having enough time or attention or sex or connection. And so what that does is A, it prevents me from wanting to share my partner or my wife's time with anybody else. And it actually makes me want to hoard time that I don't need. So they may say, I'm going to go out with a friend. I'm like, really? But we haven't had time to connect. And then they stay and they connect and we're not really doing anything. I just wanted to hoard that time for myself, which can make my partner feel controlled and give them a sense that I am never satisfied, which can create frustration and self-doubt that nothing will be good enough, that they will never be good enough. Another story that I carry with me is this idea that I am going to take on more than my load in a relationship. That could be domestic tasks or emotional labor. And so as a result, I'm hyper-vigilant and can become resentful when I think that more of my energy or time is being taken, which impacts the way that I see my partner and our relationship dynamic, which then creates tension and resentment on their end because they think they are contributing to the relationship just in different ways.
We all have these stories. For some, scary is lack of closeness, and for others, it may be lack of autonomy. These fears and feelings can manifest in different stories. The key is knowing what the stories are without letting the stories dictate our reality. We need to be aware of our stories because if not, they can become self-fulfilling prophecies as the brain looks for what we seek or, interestingly, what we avoid. We don't want the avoidance of these stories, nor do we want to manifest them. One way of doing this is sharing the story. Distinguishing it between the story and a belief creates distance and a form of accountability. And a good way to do that, a simple hack, is to start your sentence with, I have a story in my head that... And then just narrate your story.
And we are going to give you an opportunity to do just that. One Halloween, we decided to try something different and create a relationship house of horrors. We were inspired by the old radio plays that had drama and sound effects and took people on a journey of mystery and suspense. And on that episode, Effie and I each went into great detail describing our house of horrors, the frightening relationship-inspired rooms that we had to navigate through, and how we managed to escape. I'm going to walk you through a tour of my relationship house of horrors.
I got you, lady. Let's take this tour.
All right, we're going to hold hands as we approach. It is nighttime. It is dark. It's starting to rain. We hear thunder off in the distance. And ahead of us, there is this big house, and it's dark, and it's creepy looking. And we open the door, and the door cracks open. And as we start to go in, the first thing that we realize is there's a little bit of light that's shining, and I can see reflection from all over the place. And I notice there are mirrors everywhere. We are surrounded by mirrors, but these mirrors are like trick mirrors. Every single mirror that I look in, I look like a beast or a blob. I am either stretched out beyond belief or squished down really tiny. And so there are just these mirrors everywhere. And this first room essentially represents my first fear, which is negative body image. I am afraid that I will no longer be sexually attractive to my partner, that one day they're going to turn around and look at me, and instead of seeing the gorgeous sexual goddess who they got into a relationship with, they will now see a full-on Macy's Day Parade balloon, hideous mask, hair that's frizzled and crazy, and they're going to look at me and be repulsed. And that is what I see when I look into these mirrors in this room. I know that I need to not see myself via the lens of these mirrors, these fears that are being projected back out at me. And so this is what I do, Effie. I put on some music.
Woo!
I put on music. I have my phone on. I blast music as loud as I can. Music that makes me feel sexy, that makes me feel alive. And I start to feel it in my body, and I start to feel it in my swag, and I start to feel good and delicious. And the mirrors shatter, and the door is revealed behind them, and we're able to run through the door and escape.
My house of horrors. Well, I approach my house of horrors, which is a giant dungeon-looking warehouse. Ooh. Gray and smeared with soot all over. You can't see what's going on. There are windows, but they're so dirty and so black that you can't see inside. I go in to this big concrete building. And as soon as I go in, I imagine a big opening, but no, I'm in a small room, and there are holes all over this room. And I'm like, what's going on? And suddenly, there are hands coming through the holes, and they're trying to grab at me, and they're pulling at me, they're tugging at me, and I hear wailing and crying and moaning. And I get away from one hand, and I get caught in the other one, and then the other one grabs my leg, and the other one grabs my arm. I'm like, what's going on? And they are, what I'm hearing is like, I need you. I need you to do this. I need you to do that. I can't do this. I can't do that. And I'm like, oh, what's going on? And I realize the thing that scares me the most in relationship is this idea of being needed, not wanted, but needed. Not needed in a nice way, but needed as somebody who can't take care of themselves, that I have to be the caretaker, that I have to fulfill these needs. And it's only me, and there's nobody else, and I'm just not enough, and there's so much need, and there's so much demand, and there's so much caretaking, and I just can't do it, and I'm stuck.
No, we got to get out.
We need to get out. So I stop, I pause, I catch my breath, I hold on to your hand, and I say, it's okay. We're going to navigate through this room. We look around.
Yes.
And I calculate in my head the optimum distance from each hand by setting great boundaries. As we navigate through the room, we dodge one hand and we round ourselves on another one. We high five the other one saying, no, you can do it yourself. You got this. And we move and slide around and find our way to the other side, and we shout back, you can do it yourself. I'm here watching and supporting you from a healthy boundary distance. And we close the door behind us. Oh, we're in.
Oh my God, that's terrifying. That is terrifying. So now it's your turn. This Halloween, we want to create a new House of Horrors, but this time we want you to describe your scary relationship rooms. What does it look like, feel like, sound like, and how are you able to escape? You provide the stories, and we will provide the sound effects.
Think of it as a therapeutic process. We're essentially coming up with metaphors for some of the scariest thoughts we have. Metaphors are a way of filling into the stories while creating enough distance so that we can process our feelings around them. This creative way of approaching our fears can shift our perspectives enormously and allow us to come up with different solutions, reframe our thoughts, and lighten their load. Record your story by using a voice memo app on your phone and send it to us via email at listening@wearecuriousfoxes.com by Wednesday, October 18th.
And to listen to the full Halloween episode we made, go to episode 89 or click on the link in our show notes. If you want to share a reaction to this conversation, then you can start a conversation of your own on our Facebook group at We Are Curious Foxes. You can also visit our website at wearecuriousfoxes.com for episodes, blog posts, resources on related topics, and so much more, all under the umbrella of love, sex, and relationships. There are bonus cuts, mini episodes, bloopers, online workshops, and a whole lot more available to you on Patreon at We Are Curious Foxes. Be sure to share this episode with someone who you think can get a laugh, maybe has a story, or needs to hear it. If this conversation meant something to you, then you can leave a review on Apple, Spotify, Audible, or wherever you're listening. And if you haven't already, of course, please follow us and leave a rating. This is how the podcast algorithm decides that they're going to recommend our show to others. And finally, if you have questions, a story that you want to share, or you want to share your scary love, sex, and relationship story for a Relationship House of Horrors episode, then you can send it to us via email or voice memo to listening@wearecuriousfoxes.com.
This episode is produced by Effie Blue and Jacqueline Misler, with help from Yarmur Erkishi. Our editor is Nina Pollock, who's frightfully good at her job. Our intro music is composed by Dev Saha. We are so grateful for their work, and we're grateful to you for listening. As always, stay curious, friends. Curious Fox Podcast is not and will never be the final word on any topic. We solely aim to encourage curiosity and provide a space for exploration through connection and story. We encourage you to listen with an open and curious mind, and we'll look forward to your feedback. Stay curious, friends.
Stay curious.
Stay curious.
Stay curious.
Stay curious.
Stay curious.
Stay curious. Stay curious. Stay curious. Stay curious.